You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hello, my lovely time hackers, and welcome to episode 130 of the Time Hackers Podcast. Today, we're going back to our productive tools series, and today I want to share with you a tool that is kind of like the minion of my business. This tool is such an incredible part of everything that I do and is always with me that sometimes I even forget that it's there because I'm so used to having it. But this is a real time saver, not to mention it protects your privacy. So I'm talking about a little tool that is called LastPass. LastPass is a software to store all your passwords in it. Now, even if you have only a handful of passwords, this is still worth using. A, because it's a free service, and B, because this will make sure that you will never lose it, that no one will ever steal it from you. And if, God forbid, something happens, you can always change all your passwords in a heartbeat. Now, what does it do? So basically, it's a place on a cloud that holds all your passwords. The only password that you need to remember is the password to log in to this software, to LastPass. You can install it on your browser, on your phone, and from this second on, you don't need to remember any more passwords aside from the one that unlocks LastPass. Once you have it, you don't only can store your passwords in there, it actually will help you to generate them. And when it generates them, you can define how long you want it, you can define which symbols or signs you want to be in it, and it generates a random, really strong password. And what does it mean that it's strong? It means that it's a lot harder to break in. Think about it. If this is a password that's easy to remember, it means that it actually has some sense, that it has real words in it, numbers that mean something to you, birthdays, anniversaries, stuff that are dear to your heart, because this is the way that human beings remember things. So if someone who knows you, who is maybe close to you, wants to steal your passwords, well, all they need to do is to try a few combinations of stuff they know that work on you. When it's in LastPass, when LastPass generates the information for you, there is absolutely no way to break into it without using brute force, without using softwares that are meant for breaking in. And this is not something that your typical software engineer will be using. This is something that the pros use. So I have been using this software for a few years now, and before that I used another one, I used 1Password. It's still available out there. I don't think it's as easy to use as LastPass, but if you're not LastPass fan and you tried LastPass previously, you might want to give 1Password a try. It's basically the same thing, I just like it a bit less. So to summarize, this is a software that holds all your passwords, all your usernames, all the sites that you're visiting. It's easy to find them there. So even if you don't remember what site you want to visit, what's the URL of the place that you want to go to, you can simply start searching in this a little add-on that you have on your browser. It will find it, will take you there. It will autofill all your details and your password, and you'll be logged in. As I mentioned, you can also install it on your smartphone, and from this second on, everything you have is synced and you have the passwords for everything. I highly, highly recommend you use it. I'm not affiliated with them. I'm not getting anything from sharing this with you. This is just something that I was using the other day and I said, wait, I never talked to them about it. I think I better share this because this is an awesome tool. I love this tool. I think that everyone should be using it. It's the safe way to go in nowadays when all our information is digital, when your health account, well, your security numbers, when your banking account, when your credit cards, when everything is online, protecting your passwords is probably the most important thing you can do for your own peace of mind. This is everything for today, guys. I will see you in our next episode. And until then, remember that life's short, so be productive.